On behalf of our entire team, I love you too. I love you more. Our entire team, I want to thank you, Phil. Thank you, every market and market distributor from this region, for giving us these opportunities. Now, you may notice, by now, our team has expanded far beyond Flushing area. And here this weekend, we have people come from Boston, Connecticut, Poughkeepsie, Albany, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, College Park, where are you? Pennsylvania, and Indiana, Seattle. Where's our Atlantic team? They rode 18 hours bus, 18 hours to be here with us. That's a dedication we have. We are very fortunate to have a lot of talent and leaders in the team. Now today we're gonna bring you two of the best. The first speaker I'm gonna introduce you is a young gentleman. He has a very famous brother in Market America, Benson Chen. Today we're gonna bring you the mature one among the Chen's brother. At least he's the one brought Benson into the business. And I can use many good words to describe him. Young, good looking, hardworking, intelligent, leading by examples, with a promising future in Market America. Please help me to welcome professional coordinator from Allentown, Pennsylvania, Michael Chen.
Good morning, Market America. How are we doing today? So I want to thank the Northeast region and also Ms. Min Liu and Amber Young for giving me this opportunity. My name is Michael Chen from Penn State Flushing. So I really want to take this time to share with you guys how I really built this business as a Gen Y. Because a lot of people ask us how we do it, you know, because being so young, how do we really build this business? And I want to share with you because both of my parents are actually business owners. So I grew up understanding that I have to work very hard in school so I can find a good job, then the life will be all set, right? How many people are familiar with that? But we know that most of the time, that's not the case. So I really thank Olivia Lee for introducing this business to me. And it wasn't really until I come to the first convention. And my first convention in Market America is actually Northeast region, okay? So I guarantee you that this is the best region. So this is why I built the belief, okay? And for me, it really carried on from this event. So for myself, in the beginning, I asked a lot of people, what do you think is the most important thing in this business? A lot of people say it's the MPCP. Don't you guys think it's the best? Right? So management is not about managing others. It's about managing who? Ourselves. And for young people, it's really about mindset. Because when I look at this picture in the beginning, who would have thought that out of the six people, right, that three of us will be professional coordinator? Frank, who is right now expanding the business in California. And also for Benson Chen, my brother, expanding a great team at Penn State. And for myself, professional coordinator in the business. And also for the young lady in the middle, Miss Olivia Lee, my sponsor. And I say young, so Olivia, you owe me dinner. One of the youngest directors in the business. So for us, in the beginning, it's about commitment to building this business, starting our mindset. A lot of people ask us, how do we do it? It's really about investing the time to drive from Penn State to Flushing. Think about how many people would do it driving 5 hours one way every single weekend. We did it. First year, 42 weekends. Second year, 40 weekends. A lot of people thought we moved to Flushing, actually. So we did this because we understand building this business and making that six figure is not easy. So we understand that it takes commitment. Time management is one of the most important things that Ms. Min Liu always told us. But the thing is, everybody has the same amount of time, 160 hours a week. Nobody gets a second more. So the way we build this business is to build it part-time, not spare time, not any other time that we decide to do it. Because a lot of us, when we start the business, we're a full-time student. We also have a part-time job. A few of us has a full-time job. We'll start the day 4:30 in the morning, working at all the fast food industry that you can imagine, right? Starbucks, McDonald's, Panera. So if you're ever gonna invest in any franchise, you should ask us. We'll go back to school during the day. In the afternoon, we'll also do appointments. Every single day at 7:30, we'll start our home business presentation, trainings. Every single time, we always start at 7:30. We even have to drive 2.5 hours because that's the closest UBP we have. To attend the UBP, come home around 12 o'clock, shower, eat dinner. Sometimes if we get lucky, we go to bed around 2 o'clock. And then 4:30 in the morning, start all over again. How many of us are willing to do that? We did. So in order to do that, it's to understand how to leverage your time wisely, to do 3 result producing activities, which is sell the ticket, sell the product, and also sell the business. So ticket. So this is the best looking picture I can find with Benson. So ticket, don't you guys agree that this is the easiest way and the best way for us to control our business? Right? Because ticket is about leverage. And Ms. Milu always tells us, the best way to leverage is by bringing as many people as you can to convention. For her, 1,500 people in this Coliseum today came from Ms. Milu's team. So think about the 3-day event that we have. 1,500 people, that's what? 4,500 days that she got to leverage. How many of you want 4,500 days to be leveraged in one single event? So ticket is one of the most important things. And it comes to the financial management. Young people don't have money, right? Even if we do, we spend it on something we shouldn't be spending on. So focus on a solution is something that was a challenge for us in the beginning. But it's about delay of gratification. Instead of buying the new iPhone, instead of buying the new clothes, instead of going on spring break, we save the money to invest in training. Because if we can change our mindset, that changes our pocket, right? So we have to learn to turn a disadvantage into an advantage. So we start building events. And still going back to the ticket, because we understand in the beginning we have to have the knowledge first. And I want to share a very quick story about two of our rising stars on the team. Wayne, when he started the business, he was a full-time student, also has a full-time job. He has to pay for his tuition, living expenses. He's willing to eat instant noodle for 3 straight months. In order to save up ticket to buy 3, 5, even 7 tickets to events. Also for Leon, just 19 years old in the business, she has to pay for everything as well. And she's willing to buy $265 North Carolina ticket, 7 of them, by doing events, doing retail. Every single penny comes from Market America. And also is one of the youngest Big Pin UFO in our team. Let's give them a round of applause. Another thing with financial management is to invest in our products. How many people agree? Market America is the best product in the world. So it's really starting from the personal use. For myself, right? For myself, I actually got rid of my allergy from OPC3 alone. So before the business even start, I believe in the products. That's why one product led to another. That's actually a picture of my shelf. I can't live without using the product every single day. And our great business partner Sky always share with us, every time he goes, anywhere he goes, he'll bring a case of product with him. Because people around us are looking for these products. So he will always get into conversation with people. And sometimes when people want the product, they want it now. So if you don't have the product with you, maybe you miss a chance. So starting from personal use, we gotta share with the people around us. And I get this a lot. A lot of young people say, well, I don't know any people. I don't have the network. How can I retail? How can I find customers? Well, we gotta start with our own family, right? Because who else should we make sure that they're healthy other than our family, also our parents, right? So for my dad, he has over 30 years of digestive problems and also sleeping disorders. And I had him start using fiber, complete green, ORAC, also L-tryptophan. And for him, that really got rid of his problem. Also for my mom, who's had 20 years of arthritis, start using glucosamine, joint support, fish oil. Right now, I even play golf with my dad. And also for my grandmother, 2 years ago, when I went back to Taiwan to visit her, she was diagnosed with liver cancer at the age of 84. And we didn't know what to do because for her age, she couldn't really do any chemo, she couldn't really do surgery. But right away, I started putting her on products, OPC3, resveratrol, fish oil, and also curcumin. 10 months later, cancer-free. Now let me ask you guys, let's just put the business aside. If the product can help your family, your parents, to become healthy, isn't that priceless? Right? So for people that saw the business in our team, right away, what we do is start doing home events. Because it's very easy and very comfortable for them to do events at their own house. Also be able to invite the guests to come over. So we start having product overviews, motives, also health, wellness. The key word is party. When you say party to new people, they come, right? So we start doing events, and this particular one is motives. Now, how many ladies, or maybe guys too, loves motives? And we start doing this because with motives, people can feel it, they can touch it, they put it on, and we always tell them, free makeover. Anytime there's something free, people show up, right? And then another event that we have is also for our health seminars. And we educate people since the beginning. It's never too young to keep young and also to become healthy, right? Because you don't want to do something later when it's too late. We also set up an event, and this particular one is our new partner, Natalie's house in New Jersey. Now, she was a retail to recruit in the business. So for her, we understand that she's very excited, want to know more about the products. So we start building her customer base first. So this particular one, we actually added in the home business presentation as well. And besides from the homes, we also do in the real estate agency. This one is actually done at Flushing, New York. So in half an hour, what we did is share some of the top 10 products that we have in the company. But what is the result for this? Because when we do events, when we do parties, we want a result, right? This is the result. Right? And again, Andrew, this is the best looking picture I can find. Now, how many people want your team to have this kind of result every single week? Right? Instant retail profit and BV and IBV for the whole team. So we encourage everybody to set up event weekly, 2 to 3 of them. Also invite 4 to 6 people easily. We're talking about $200 to $300 of products. So really building the event to event, home to home. And what this creates is you have to understand for customers, if they have testimonials about products, they will become our future go-nows because they start understanding the business. And very importantly is we have to work with our business partner and set up goals for them because whatever gets scheduled in gets done. Don't you guys agree? And since the beginning of the year, we set goals for our team to set UFO goals. And we're able to achieve 50 new and requalified UFO for our team just from since the beginning of the year. And I really want to go back to the ticket because ticket is the most important thing. Even if we don't have the tickets, none of us will be here, right, Elizabeth? It really starts from the ticket. So build a belief in the vision is something that you don't get sitting at home. You don't get, even if you listen to audios from this convention, it's not going to help you. Right? You have to be physically be here. And the most important thing, the most important event, is the World Conference. Even though I can't see you, but how many people decide to go to World Conference? So this ticket is your ticket to success, right? But it's not about getting one ticket. Because by buying one ticket, you only told yourself that you want to be there. You didn't tell anybody that you want to build this business. That's why you need to get at least 3 tickets, right, to the World Conference Convention. And another thing I want to add on to the ticket, a lot of people say basic 5 is very important in this business, right? By getting the ticket, you're doing all basic 5. Where else are you going to learn the attitude, the knowledge, than JR himself teaching you in Miami? Where else are you going to be able to learn how to set goals if you're not there? How about doing the retail tips? How many people learn tips this weekend, right? And also recruiting, building the team. And who else is better to follow up for you than the corporate team? So that's why you have to get yourself there. Bring people there so you can let them see what you saw. Okay? So I'll see you guys in Miami. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my God, I love that energy. Besides Michael and his beautiful team out there, we have other Gene Wise team from Philadelphia, Atlanta, flourishing all over the place. Let's give all the Gene Wise a round of applause. Now, unfortunately, majority of us are not Gene Wise anymore. In our life, there's a monster called job. There's another monster called family. How are you going to put Mark and America into your already busy schedule? Next, I want to introduce you to another leader we have. You know, sometimes you have this experience, the first time you met a person, you know right away he's going to be good. You know, that's how I feel when I met her the first time 4 or 5 years ago. I told Pony and Patrina many times, she's going to be a star. She's going to do very well. Sure enough, she's a great leader we have. We are very fortunate to have her on our team. Please help me to welcome Supervising Coordinator from Albany, New York, Yimei Han.
Thank you. I want to thank Amber. I want to thank Pauline. And thank you, Region 1, to give me this great opportunity. Thank you. I'm from Albany, New York, and Flushing. A little bit about myself. I wanted to share with you a topic is building the winning team with professionals. A lot of people say to me, how do you build a business when you have a job, a full-time job, plus a kid that you have to take care of? Okay, so I'm gonna share that with you. This is a little background for myself. Again, I'm very fortunate. I have a 14-year experience working with the local government. I was able to apply what I learned from school. And about 5 years ago, very fortunate, my husband had discovered this business through a travel agent in Flushing, New York. And his first event without signing up to the business was the original event. And we didn't build a business until we went to Miami World Conference, which is coming up next. So that tells you a story. So let me introduce you my team. A team of professional people. My Albany team is filled with many IT professionals, engineers, people like myself, architects, lawyers, we have PhDs, we have nurses, real estate broker, and bank managers. Another side of my team is from Flushing and New York City. Many physical therapists, my good friend from, my old friend from college, OBGYN doctor, many, many nurses and nurse managers, overworked people, engineers, accountants, and IT professionals. Again, so it's tough to lead a team of people like this, right? You must be saying good luck to you. So every team has a strength and weakness. So in our professional people team, we have strength is financially we are more stable. To start a business, a few hundred dollars, even to $1,000 is not a big problem for us. We have more credibility, better network of people because we have been working. We've been working. And wiser as we age, I hope. More experienced, we're dealing with people, we have more people skills rather than young people. The weakness is we have no time. Our time's devoted to work. A lot of people even working more than 10 hours a day. And some even work 2-3 jobs. I have a partner, she's here. I'm very thankful that she's here today. She worked 3 jobs, 2 are manager positions. You see how hard she works. We have family to support. Less energy. By the time we get up from work, we get home, take care of our kids, we have no energy left. The next thing is we're afraid of no's, because this gets thinner and thinner as we age. Am I right? We are not flexible with time and more skeptical. Okay, so this is our team characteristics. Time is not our own. Money may not be a problem, but time is a big problem. Our time is to family and work. So we have to learn how to leverage. So from day one, when I started the business about 5 years ago, I leveraged the webinar. Thank God to Big L's webinar 5 years ago. I was able to have my first partner through webinar. And 3-way calls and UBPs. I did a lot of 3-way calls with Pauline from Flushing. scheduling is a big time. If you are serious about building this business, you have to schedule 2 to 3 nights out of your busy work week for Corings and for HBPs and UBP. Which means for people like me who have family and kids, we have to arrange babysitter 2 to 3 nights out of the week. So this is my normally typical work week. I work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, I work for a local government. So how do I leverage my time? My lunch hour is 1 hour, lucky enough. I visit my customers or I make some phone calls. Now, we have a very nosy secretary in the office, so I make my phone calls in my car. We have to make it work, right? And continue working through the afternoon, and after that, after my work's done, you can see from Monday to Friday, even to Saturday, I put my son into events to prevent him from getting to the games, computer games. So how do I make it work? Monday, even before I get up from work, I got him from the bus stop, bring him to my work, and the piano teacher come get him, bring him to my house, and by the time I get back home, they're done. They're done practicing piano. Then I drop him off to swimming. Then somebody else will pick him up and drop him off home, and I have a babysitter at home waiting for him. So my babysitter, I have two. I have backups. In case one gets sick, I have the other one. I make sure my Market America days does not interfere. Okay. So as you can see, time management, very important. That goes my 8 to 15 hours per week of my Market America time. So because we are lack of time, we have to really focus on result-producing activities. I highly recommend to first sell tickets. Selling tickets is the shortcut. It's the shortcut, it's the leverage, the biggest leverage you could ever get. Sell products, because we all have families, so we do a lot of retail to recruit. We do a lot of motives party, health seminars, and even we used to run TLS at City Hall. That was a success. Thank you, Felidia. TLS. Sell events tickets is definitely the shortcut, especially for people who don't have time like us. So there you go. How do we get it done? Leveraging, leveraging, and leveraging. People say, aren't you gonna get tickets out? No, that's our shortcut. I'm happy that we are able to build in our backyard, which is Albany team. And I thank Andy, I thank many leaders here to help us with Albany so we can build in our backyard. However, whenever we have a new partner, any new guest, I always bring them back to Flushing team. And that's where I always close my deal. I always close my deal at my mother team, Flushing. So, as you can see, leveraging two MNTSS systems is very time and energy consuming. But in return, we leverage both MNTSS. We could do more follow-ups with more guests and more new partners. And I wanted to end with this slide. I know a lot of you are here thinking about whether you should be going to Miami World Conference. I know a lot of you, you might have already bought 3 tickets, not sure who you're gonna sell it to. I wanted to encourage everyone here to go to the Miami World Conference. This is where I saw the business and I treat it as a business. So when I came back, doesn't matter how busy I am as a working mom, I'm still able to build it as a business and to pay me a professional income. Now I can say to my job, I don't need you anymore. And when people are getting laid off from my work, people are getting laid off from even local governments, I'm not worried because I have my backup plan. Go to the events, get your airplane tickets. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Let's give Yimei and all the non-Gen Yers a round of applause. We deserve it as well. All right, from their presentation, both of them, I think we all can get two messages. Message one, this business is designed for everybody. It doesn't matter your age, your ethnical background, education level, your sex. If you want it, you can get it. Second, doesn't matter who you are, we all follow one system. Now, Michael is from Allentown, and Ime is from Albany. And they did their PowerPoint on their own setting. I just put them together. But you see there are lots of repeated messages. It's not coincidence. It just tells you they all follow the same systems, and it works. So you don't have to create the wheels. Now, can I get some house light on? I want to see how many of you are the first time here. Join us, our regional. For all the first timers, would you please come stand up? All the first time, come on, give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, wow, a lot. I don't have to ask you, I know the reason you are here is because you want to be a success in Market America. Otherwise, you will not travel that far, spend all that money to be here. As a Market America distributor, for every one of us wanting to make it in Market America, we have to find out how Market America compensates us. This is our compensation plan. For all the guests out there, the first step is apply. You have to sign up. Otherwise, all the money, all the success we talk about this weekend have nothing to do with you. Step two, you have to create, qualify, activate, expand your business. Now, when we show the plan to the guests at UBP or at two-on-ones, we always address the importance of step five, learn, teach, help. Why? Because Market America pay you by GBV. What G stand for? Group. Some people are very good at recruit. They can grow a team, but nobody produce. They sit there and just give you a transfer buying. No wonder over time your team will shrink. Some people are very good on retail, but they don't have other people doing it. They don't have a team to amplify the power of retail. They can't make too much either. It's a combination of both. So our job is create a BV, build a team. Now, you notice that I put a BV in front of team. Why? Because BV, moving products, is a foundation of any business. That's how we got paid. Thank you. That's how we got paid. Especially we are adult. You can be a Gen Y, but still over 18 years old. When we were kids, we learned by listen to the lecture. Now, when we become adult, how we learn? Show me. Show me what to do, how to do it. That's why as a market distributor, we have to use products, move products. We know how to produce, how to create a BV. Then I grow a team. I teach them. That's how I do. When you grow a team, it's a process of duplication. But guess what? If you don't know, if you can't produce anything, what do you duplicate for? About what? Right? So you're going to do both. But BV is a foundation. Team is amplifier. When you create a BV, Michael and Yimei showed you a lot of ways. Be the customer yourself and build repeated customer base. Not one time, repeated customer base, based in 7 strong. It's more about the skill. Now, another more challenging thing is to grow your team. Be proactive. When you grow your team, you are the owner of your business. At the end of the day, when you got your commission checks, you don't split with your senior partners, with your sponsor. You deposit the whole check. So you are the owner, 100% owner, sole owner of your business. Be proactive. You have to have a design of your business. You have to have a plan of your business. You are in the leading role. You are not in the supporting role. You place an order, you make a call. Your team execute the call. Second, be a caring person. You said, well, I'm in the business for myself. Do I have to care others? No, you don't have to. You can care yourself. But if you want to make it in this business, you have to care others. Is that fair? You have to care others because you're making a residual income. How are you going to make a residual income? People from your left and right have to make the money they want to make. That's the only way. You have to care other people's interest. Think about it. If they do not benefit by following us, why they follow us? You have to give people a reason why they call you a leader, why they want to follow you. Care about other people's interest. This is the three result-producing activities every market distributor familiar with. And both Michael and Yimei touch on that. And I'm not getting into the details, but I want you to pay attention to the sequence. I'm putting education on the first place, not by accident. That's the order, sequence, supposed to be. Now, I see a lot of partners show up at a meeting when they have nothing to do. If they have a two-on-one appointment, they will skip the meeting. When they have a customer to deliver products, they will skip the meeting. I can understand why, because when you deliver an order or when you sign up someone, you see results right away. But when you show up at the meetings, you don't see results right away. Some of you probably come to the regional second, third time. You're still not where you want to be. But guess what? I never ever skip the meeting to show a plan or to deliver products. I don't care how powerful that prospect is, how big the order is. Because I have to learn, and also I have to set the tone right. Remember I said other people's interest? I show up in a meeting first. That's how I learn how to move the products, how to grow my team. And also, I want everybody to produce. So only when I'm in the meeting, people will follow. People will follow me. So if you, for some of you, skip the meeting, going out, getting busy, doing two-on-ones and one-on-ones, eventually, I'll sell you, I'll recruit you, because you're doing that by yourself, I'm growing my team. So this business is not about how much you can do. You just need to do base 10 7 strong. Do UFO, that's enough. But it's about how many people you can get them involved to do the things you're doing. Yes, we are doing the three result-producing activities, but that's not good enough. You have to put the priority right. If you set the priority right, very soon, you will have the 1,500 people in the regional, and you will have more people make money in this business. Now, for all the partners, especially first time, I want to lay out an action plan for the next 10 weeks. I want everyone to copy this down. Very simple. First of all, set your goal for work conference. You don't have to set, okay, I'm going to bring 10 people, 20. No, be realistic, but stretching a little. How about every one of us, two new people? People are not here. Can be your guest, can be your customer, can be your new partners from the next 10 weeks. You said 10. Two, easy. Ready? Or some of you said, two, too hard. Really? How about I sign a contract with you? If you bring two new people at Miami, I will give you $187,000 every year for the rest of your life. I can guarantee you, if I do that, every every single person in this room will bring two people. You will carry them there. Right or wrong? Well, just pretend I will do that for you. How about that? That means every one of us have the potential to bring two people to Miami. It's a matter of will you or won't you? We all can do it. Two, that's all I ask. I really hope in Miami you can come to me and say, Amber, here, these are two people I carry over here. Okay? Second, sit down with your mentor to work out a schedule. This is crucially important. Some people are very independent. I can do this. I don't want to bother other people. It's not a matter of bother other people. You're looking for teammates. You're looking for support. And also, you want some people to hold you accountable. Work out a schedule. How many hours? I don't know. It's your schedule. The more, the better. You know, we people show up at a meeting sometimes looking for a secret weapon. There's no secret weapon. It's all about hard work. You have to get out there, get dirty, get a sweat. You have to make the calls. Give Mark and America time. We build this business by how many hours you give to this business, how much attention you put into Market America. Doesn't matter you're a Gen Y, you don't have that family thing, or you like Ime says, family, job, you still can do it. When I'm building this business part-time, on my 45-year plan, I'm thinking about my 2 to 3 years plan. Next, buy 3 tickets for next event in your area. 3 tickets. You said, what if I cannot move them? Well, if you don't buy, you never know. Buy it. 3 tickets, how much it costs you? $90. 9 local tickets, $30 each. Just go out and get busy. Use products, build a customer base, and show the plans. That's it. That's it. It's not that hard. Market America is not technically hard at all. Now, we talk about lots of techniques, and Ime and Michael give you lots of tips how they grow their business, but I want you to take this home with you. It's your desire and belief make all the difference. It's not about techniques. It's not about the tips. It's okay if you already a market distributor for 2 years but haven't done anything yet. It's all right. You're still shy. You don't know how to make friends. It's fine. You just cannot sell anything. We can learn. That thing gonna determine your speed, but it will never ever determine your result. This is the only thing. Your desire, your belief will determine your result. Other people's no, I want to hear this carefully. Other people's no hurts. Sometimes hurts very bad. But only your own no will stop you from success. That's it. All right? Only your own no will stop you from success. If we choose, we all can bring two people to Miami. If we choose, we all can sit in the front row at the arena. If we choose, we all can become someone our children, grandchildren look up to. If we choose, we all can become someone people want to follow. If we choose, we all can create our own destiny. I still have 10 minutes left, but I really have nothing to say. I hope our sharing will help you a little bit. I want to thank you, Michael and Ime, for their contribution. Thank you for being here. I love you all. Thank you very much.